Page 136, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, imploring Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy
and for the sake of holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death
of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Introit. Save me, O God, by your strength, and vindicate me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth.
For strangers have risen against me, they have not set God before them. God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. He will repay my enemies for their evil. Cut them off in your truth. He has delivered me out of all trouble. And my eye has seen its desire. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. O Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Glory be to God on high.
Father,
Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. Let us pray. O Lord, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that being ever mindful of the end of all things and the day of your just judgment, we may be stirred up to holiness of living here and dwell with you forever hereafter. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the second last Sunday in the church year is from the 7th chapter of Daniel. I watched till thrones were put in place and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was white as snow and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated and the books were opened. I watched then because of the sound of the pompous words which the horn was speaking. I watched till the beast was slain and its body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As for the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, the one, which shall not be destroyed. This is the word of the Lord.
He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth that he may judge his people. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge.
The epistle reading is from the 3rd chapter of 2 Peter. Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot or blameless. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me." Then he will also say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the Gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the fathers. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
sermon text is from Matthew 25, verse 34. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It is a common theological axiom to say, we are saved by faith alone, and yet faith is never alone. First and foremost, the scriptures teach salvation is a gift of God. It cannot be earned by good behavior or good works. The source and reason for our salvation can only be seen in the love of God for us. The word grace is often used to teach this fact. We are saved by God's grace. God's grace is undeserved love of God, and it is showered upon us. God loved us and chose us to be his own before the creation of the world. That's grace. While we were still sinners, Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, dying on a cross. That's grace. Second, that salvation, which is a gift of God, is received through faith. Faith is the hand which receives and clings to the gift of Jesus Christ and his forgiveness. Now, don't misunderstand. Faith is not our decision. It's not our action that causes God to somehow reward us with salvation. Faith is a gift. It's a gift which is created and strengthened through the Word. So, there is the proclamation of God's grace in Jesus Christ, and that preaching creates faith in us so that we do receive salvation. Faith is none other than belief or trust, same thing. Faith is relying upon the Christ who presented to us his salvation in the Word and sacraments. Third, we are saved by grace, through faith, apart from works. Good works do not cause God to look lovingly and graciously upon us. If our works were the cause of God's grace, then it wouldn't be grace. God would simply be, just be giving us what we deserve. Good works are not the payment price for our salvation. If they were, then we wouldn't need to rely on Jesus Christ and his work of dying and rising again. Why trust, belief, relying on, have faith in Christ Jesus? Well, all of these are the same. Why would we do that if salvation is through works? No. It is apart from works. So today's Holy Gospel, this teaching which we have from the Holy Scriptures, that we are saved by grace, through faith, apart from works. What is it about this story of the sheep and goats? Does it agree? Why, yes. It is significant that the Son of Man separates the sheep from the goats before there is any mention of works or lack of works. Jesus Christ already knows who are, by his grace, saved through faith. The sheep, he knows, are the believers in Christ. The goats are those who do not believe. Apart from any mention of works at all, the Son of Man has determined who is a sheep and who is a goat, and he has already divided them up. You see, Judgment Day is not about trying to figure out who are the sheep and the goats. God already knows. With the solid understanding that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, apart from works, let us return to that scriptural truth, a theological axiom, if you will. We are saved by faith alone, and yet faith is never alone. though prior to being saved, there are no good works. After someone comes to faith, good works abound in the believer. When St. James writes that faith without works is dead, he is teaching the scriptural truth that faith can never be alone. Faith does produce good works in the believer. Any so-called faith which does not produce works is a dead faith, which, as James is teaching, is really no faith at all. Because where there is faith in Christ, there is love towards God and love towards the neighbor. So, in today's text, Matthew 25, the good works of the sheep are mentioned. They're mentioned as an outward proof that their faith was living. The shepherd knew. He already knew they were believers all along. The good shepherd had created their faith in the hearts. However, it was the goats who had persecuted the sheep. It's the goats who had ridiculed them. This day of public judgment is so that the good shepherd may proclaim even to the unbelievers that these sheep belong to him. They were his all along. They believed in him. Therefore, the judgment day is a judgment of works, not to determine who is saved, that is, who is saved, who isn't. That's already determined by grace through faith. It's a judgment day of works to show forth to all those who were believers in Christ and those who were not. Faith produces good works. The Athanasian Creed teaches that good works, too, are a proof of a living faith when it proclaims these words, at whose second coming all men will rise again with their bodies and will give account of their own works, and they that have done good will go into life everlasting, and they who have done evil into everlasting fire. This is the Catholic faith, which except a man believes faithfully and firmly, he cannot be saved. You see, believers will be saved by grace through faith apart from works. But it is their works that are the proof that the unbeliever saw that these did have faith in Christ and were saved apart from works. So the summary of the teaching of the last day is this. The time, well, we will not know. It's going to come when you do not expect it. So don't put off to tomorrow. Today is the day to trust in Christ, hear his word, to receive his sacraments. Today is the day to repent of sins, that we might receive Christ's forgiveness. We see that on the last day, those who believed in Christ, not one of their sins is brought up. Their sins have been forgiven. And so the only thing that is mentioned is the good works which faith produced. Similarly, God saved Noah. He saved Noah, well, how? Through a destructive flood, that is, through water. Yes, some perished, others were saved. On the last day, when our Lord returns again, God will once again save. This time, it will be through fire. Some will be saved, and others will be destroyed. Heaven and earth will pass away. Those who clung to the things of this world, those who did not have faith, will be sent away. Depart, he says. But to those who trust in Christ, they will be brought through and they will be saved. And so today's collect tells us, when we see this day which is coming, what should it do? It should lead us who have faith to lead godly lives. Lead lives of repentance, be zealous for good works. And on the last day, we will know. We will know that those who believe in Christ, the sheep, will be set on his right. He will call us blessed. He will welcome us into heaven, saying, come. For you see, the Lord is not wishing that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance, that through faith in Christ they might be saved. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Page 143, Create in Me, we stand.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have
mercy. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that as our King you have blessed us with an inheritance which was secured by the death of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you that you have graciously created in us a living faith, a faith which produces love even towards the least of Jesus' brothers. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, warn those who are hypocrites, those mingled with your church, that their deception will be made known on the last day. A person cannot despise God's word, cannot ignore the members of Christ's body, cannot be self-centered without being a cursed goat sent to eternal punishment. Comfort your beloved sheep, those who hear your word, who lovingly serve Christ's body, who do good for others with that last day message concerning salvation through faith alone, that there will be a final separation of good and evil, sheep and goats, the merciful and the unmerciful. Bless Pastor Mark Miller and his hearers, his sheep at Redeemer Lutheran in Minnesota. Teach all pastors, our Bishop James, our pastors Gary and Michael, that they should not be indifferent or grow weary in doing good works, for Christ will surely come. We ask that our director, Keeley, would be upheld and strengthened in her work on behalf of our Learning Center. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Bless our nation, including our President Joe, our Governor J.B., our Mayor Steve, all who serve in government, that we who rejoice in your truth, that we may be permitted without restriction to declare your glory and serve you. Give all public servants the love of that which is true and noble, that justice may be done, peace promoted, wealth protected, and mercy shown. For the soldiers, Marines, airmen, sailors, and special forces, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, and our police officers, especially Daniel and Alex, those who put their lives in harm's way to defend our freedoms, we ask that you would protect them from all danger and lift their spirits during times of trial. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
bless our shut-in Carolyn, our elderly Violet. Also be with the needs of Kevin, Victor and Marcia, Brad, Gibb, Howard and Stan, Jack, Levi, Jennifer, Laura. Also with Gary, Pastor Arun, who is still at the Veterans Administration in Marion. Be with our students, with Sarah and Sadie, Jonathan, Kara, Alexis, Benjamin, and Jacob. We give thanks to you for keeping safe two couples, friends of ours, David and Cindy and Greg and Jill, who were in a car accident last evening. We ask that you would continue to provide for their recovery. I also ask that you would provide restoration and healing for my arm. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is right and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament. Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Sin of the world, have mercy on us.
Beside the waters of calm. thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this dietary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord. Bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.